After President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law this week, you may be wondering how to take advantage of all the new tax credits in the bill. There are incentives for putting solar panels on your roof or converting to an electric stove. But there are also plenty of new tax credits for purchasing electric vehicles. And yet, there's a lot you should know before you head over to the dealership. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Philip.
So tax credits are not always simple, rarely
no.
simple. And that's certainly true for these new credits for EVs. What do people need to know before they buy a new electric car?
Well, it's generally simpler than a lot of other ones, but there's still some complexity to it. First of all, the context is that the price of cars, used and new, is way up, right? Because the semiconductor shortage has meant that it just costs more to buy anything. So a credit at this point is very useful. And if it sways people into buying an electric car, that could be very useful. However, there are some new rules. So there's a $7,500 credit that already existed to buy a new electric vehicle, but it was phased out after an automaker sold 200,000 electric vehicles. So a lot of vehicles that this was not available for. Now the law ends the 200,000 unit per manufacturer beginning in 2023. So in some cases, you'll have to wait till the beginning of 2023 to get it. It's a $7,500 credit for a new electric vehicle and a $4,000 credit for a used one. Now there are income and earning caps on this, but that's the basic rules. It's $7,500 on a new electric vehicle from a company that no longer has that cap because they made too many cars, or $4,000 for a used one.
And as you said, you may not qualify if you earn too much money. Also, if you're buying a luxury vehicle, you may not get a tax credit. What does that refer to?
Yeah, so there's both a cap on the price of the vehicle that you can get the credit for and the earnings of the person doing it. So if you're a single filer, if you earn $150,000 or less, you can get either the $7,500 credit or the $4,000 credit. If you're the head of household and the household earnings are $225,000 or less, or if you're a joint filer and it's $300,000 or less. So those are, if you earn above those limits, you're just not qualifying for the credit at all. Now, the buyers can continue to claim the credit on their annual tax filing, but this is an interesting thing. This only starts in 2024. You'll have the ability to transfer the value of the credit to the dealer as soon as you buy it, and the dealer will take it off the cost of the vehicle. So that's actually interesting that you don't have to wait till you file your taxes in order to get the credit. But look, the used vehicle credit, by the way, is a little bit more stringent. Your maximum income for that is $75,000 for single filers, $112,000 for a household, or $150,000 for joint filers. So if you're buying a used car, you have to actually make less than if you were buying a new car.
We've only got about 30 seconds, Ali, but do you think this might be effective at not just selling more vehicles, but getting more made?
Yeah, I think it's going to because there was a disincentive after you sold 200,000 cars. So I think this will cause electric car makers to make more of them. And just by virtue of the point in time that we're at where used and new cars are so much more expensive than they typically are, the idea that there's either a $4,000 or $7,500 discount, I think will make a difference. It'll move the needle and we're going to see a lot more electric cars on the road.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
My pleasure.